Time for Triple Team Traffic on KSL News Radio. Not a moment too soon. Here's Ricky Meese.
And we have emergency traffic. It's northbound I-15. A crash still blocking the right lanes of traffic at about 80th South in Midvale. And this means everybody has to swing into the center and left lanes to file through. You have stop-and-go speeds back to Bangor Highway. You need to tack on at least an extra 15 to 20 minutes to get through that entire stretch. Southbound I-15, heavy and slow between the I-80-201 interchange to 123rd South. Westbound SR-201, also seeing delays that continue between I-15 to Bangor Highway. Michelle?
Yes, drivers are just not liking the dark. We have a new crash northbound I-15 at Pioneer Crossing. The left two lanes are closed. Crews are on the scene, but heavy delays are persisting. Southbound I-15 is also still showing heavy traffic volumes from State Road 92 down to 1500 North in Lehigh. And then finally, southbound 5600 West, still looking heavy from California Avenue down to Highway 201. Mark?
Well, we're light on the wrecks. We only have two, and they're clearing southbound I-15 prior to 650 North and Washington Boulevard 36th Street. We've really been long on the delays up north, but now we're seeing signs of improvement. We have Legacy Parkway still slow to clear, heading back onto I-15 Centerville up to Farmington. I-15 doesn't really get bogged down till you reach the Highway 89 split, but you still got spotty delays up to Hillfield Road. Highway 89 is still way overflowing up at the Kaysville and the Fruit Heights area. Well, the advocates won't let you get bullied by insurance companies. Don't get bullied. Call 801-355-5550 or visit UtahAdvocates.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.